Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So tell us about these work from home admin jobs.
Okay.
That everyone's talking about.
It's been a very long time since we featured this particular scam on Consumer Watch. I mean, years. But it seems that not much has changed, and this is an international thing. So a Durban woman, who I'll call Carla, contacted me about a freelance typing advert that she'd seen online, some classifieds thing, and she was keen to respond to. It read, part-time admin assistance to help with invoices, data capturing, and other offices. Note that mistake. Offices-related work. From home, salary up to 800 to 1,000 rand per day.
Per day?
Okay, yeah.
That's some proper cash.
So Carla wanted my advice because she'd been asked to pay 200 rand for the so-called training materials that she was told she needed to have in order to get started on this great career opportunity. The woman making the offer, who gave her name as Lillian, responded to Carla's request for more information by saying, in an extremely badly written, and I mean extremely badly written email, which is red flag number one. The position for online freelance typist that you inquired about does require you to have a computer or laptop or tablet or smartphone with email access. You will work for 35 different companies, spelled Y apostrophe S, my worst.
So possessive companies, yeah, not plural. Okay.
Grammar police we are. You will be processing orders from your own computer via email. You will be paid 150 to 200 rand for each order you process. There's a one-time fee of 200 rand to begin. This is the cost of the training materials, which give you the step-by-step instructions on how you get started. Okay, and there was a bit more to it, but that's the guts of it.
Okay.
So I told Carla to stay well clear because it was a scam. All she would get was advice on how to go about scamming others in the same way.
Oh, yes.
Now that's the typing job, placing adverts to dupe others into parting with 200 rand and for them to find out that there were no companies wanting to outsource their typing jobs. The only way she could earn, in inverted commas, 200 rand per job was to become a scam artist to catch others, I told her.
It's dark.
It is dark. It's you turn the victim into the perpetrator.
Yeah. So I wonder what percentage of those who've been scammed go from the victim to the scam artist just to get their money back.
Wouldn't we like to know? I mean, there's no way to know that at all.
Sure.
So when Carla was wavering, Lillian turned on the hard sell. She said, this is via WhatsApp. She says to her, I've been doing this from 2015 and I take 19,600 rand plus, call it 20, per month. And I'm only doing this. Okay. So I worked out, because I'm so good at maths, that if that's true, she's successfully enticing more than three people per day to part with 200 rand in the hope of getting some real paying work.
Yeah. I don't suppose we have any way of finding out how many 200 rands are landing up on her account every month.
Well, I did want to find out. I did call a contact at Lillian's bank, who I deal with a lot, and she said she wanted to help. She made a few calls, and she said, you know what, various laws. I said, I won't even name the bank. I just want to know. And she said, no, sorry, all the laws, the poppy and everything else around client confidentiality, we really can't help you. So we don't know. But anyway, Carla still wasn't convinced that I was right about the opportunity. You know, hope is a curious thing.
Yeah.
And you add desperation and it becomes, people are really vulnerable. So she says to me, her exact words, do you think there could be that small chance that this is legit? So I said, okay, here's what you do. You email Lillian and you ask her a set of questions. Ask her to name some of those 35 companies that are going to give you the work. Ask her what her role is in the deal and find out why those companies are outsourcing such basic functions as typing. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I told her if that Lillian woman did not answer those questions, it would be proof that it was a scam. Well, no answer. Surprise, surprise. Red flag number two. But still, Carla wasn't ready to believe it was a scam. So I said, okay, right, I'll give you 200 rand. I'll deposit it into your account for real. And you go ahead and pay it over to Lillian for those so-called training materials. So she agreed, nothing to lose. And then, of course, came proof of exactly what I told her that so-called job offer really was. Cut and paste articles from the internet about work from home opportunities. I mean, meaningless. And nothing specific about those 35 companies needing their typing done. Just advice on how to go about copying what Lillian had done to her.
Sure.
So in an email to Lillian, Carla wrote, The documents that you sent me seem to be a template for adverts, the same as the one that I responded to. It appears that you have charged me a fee for showing me how to extract money from other people, just as you have done to me. Mm. She didn't get a response, and neither did I when I emailed Lillian this week. So as I said, the scam is being repeated all over the world, and it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
I find it particularly sad, given that many of the scam artists, we don't know how many, but many of them were once victims themselves. And they know what it feels like to be desperate to invest that 200 grand.
You would think that if you knew, you wouldn't do that to other people because you know how bad it feels.
Exactly. But
desperation is desperation.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the police? Is there any way of getting the police involved?
This is clearly, as criminal crimes go, this is called theft by false pretenses. Mm. And, you know, there's a crime and you can be convicted for it. But, I mean, now you've got to find the person, you've got a first name, you've got, they can drop the email address, they can drop the cell phone number, you know, they're in the wind really. This internet makes it very easy for criminals to hide, so it's really, you're on a hiding time. Just ignore, no matter how desperate you are. And the bottom line is, and this applies to all job offers, genuine ones don't come with demands for upfront payments.
Yeah.
So employment agencies don't get you to pay them. They get paid by the companies that they're finding employees for. So whether it's a job offer for work on a cruise ship or typing from home, whatever it is, if someone is claiming to be offering you work,
but you know, asking you for money up front.
Don't go there, no matter how desperate you are. And if someone is claiming to be offering you a typing job while clearly demonstrating that they can barely type or spell themselves, give it a miss.
And all those other red flags, if the grammar is completely wrong in their job application form, that's a red flag. If the email address is only a Gmail address, that's a red flag.
It's just so many red flags. But as I say, I like this case because it gave me an insight into the mind of someone that was ignoring the red flags, thinking this could be the one.
Of course.
And that's how people get caught.
And you literally took 200 rand out of your own pocket
social experimented
the hell out of it.
Yes.
No, I would claim it that one. All right, thank you, Wendy. So there we go. We'll have that up on our website as well so that you can share with anyone else who you think has recently been scammed or is
thinking about
getting scammed, or if you think, it's all there on ecr.co.za. Click on Consumer Watch. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
2018. Darren Moore.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
100%.
Darren Moore.
Correct.
Wake up listening to
East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore.